Thank you and good morning. Voters in Humboldt County and across California have had their say at the ballot box, and yesterday's election results show that Susan Ornelas, Paul Patino, and Michael Winkler have all won seats on the Arcata City Council. In Eureka, there was a very close council race as Austin Allison won the 4th Ward seat over John Fullerton by 53 votes. In Ferndale, Don Hindley easily defeated Steve Nunes in the mayor's race, and Patrick O'Rourke and Daniel Brown won seats on the Ferndale City Council. In Fortuna, it was Dean Glazer and Tammy Trent who took seats on the city council, and in Rio Del, Frank Wilson and Susan Strayan were the top vote-getters for two council seats as well. In state and federal races, Congressman Jared Huffman easily won another 2 years in the House, and Kamala Harris defeated Loretta Sanchez to win the state's open Senate seat to replace Barbara Boxer. North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood handily won his race with more than 70% of the vote. There were 5 county measures on the ballot, and local voters approved Measure Q that will consolidate the auditor and tax collector into one position, the Office of Finance. But voters did not approve Measure R to have that newly consolidated position and elected one. County voters easily passed Measure S, the medical marijuana excise tax, but voted against Measure U, the transportation sales tax, supported by HCOG. Measure V, the mobile home rent control measure, was approved by voters with 54% of the vote. In Fortuna, voters approved Measure E, a sales tax rate increase aimed at providing revenue for police and public safety. In Arcata, voters narrowly approved Measure F, the utility tax, and Eurekans said yes to Measure O to deal with low-income housing. Eureka voters also approved Measure P to move to a true ward system in citywide elections. Voters in Rio Del approved Measure I that will allow medical marijuana businesses to operate in the city. There were several school bond measures on the ballot, and Arcata handily approved Measures H and I, each with more than 65% of the vote. Jacoby Creek Schools saw Measure K win with 58% of the vote, while Ferndale Schools saw Measure L fall in a close race. The Mattol School District saw Measure M approved with 70% of the vote, and South Bay School District saw Measure N just squeak in with 55% of the vote. Statewide, California voters overwhelmingly approved Measure 64, the Marijuana Legalization Act, but voted against Measure 62 that would have repealed the death penalty. State voters approved Props 51 and 52, but voted against Proposition 53. In addition, Props 54, 55, and 56 all received more than 60% of the vote. Proposition 57, a prison reform measure strongly supported by the governor, got 63% of the vote, while Props 58 and 59 passed easily as well. State voters shot down Props 60 and 61, but approved Proposition 63. Prop 65 was defeated, while Prop 67 passed with 52% of the statewide vote. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks does not hold an elected position, but he works very closely with 6 people who are elected officials, the City Council and Mayor. There was only one Eureka City Council seat under contest yesterday between the age and experience of John Fullerton and the younger, new-to-the-scene candidate Austin Allison. Sparks spoke about the importance of balance when it comes to a City Council, a balance between experience, age, background, and goals for the city at large.
Certainly don't want all retired people on the council, but it's also nice at times to have someone who's available to go to, you know, that meeting in the afternoon. But I think we've had that balance on this council, and I think that'll continue with the next council as well, kind of a combination.
The city council doesn't operate in a vacuum, and the mayor only votes to break a voting deadlock. And Sparks said that the balance you want on the council is the same balance you want for city staff.
I think the same thing staff-wise. You like to have people who have institutional knowledge and remember some of those things that, you know, were done 20 years ago. But at the same time, new people who bring in new perspective, as long as you aren't always reinventing the wheel, that's what you want to avoid. It's also easier to make changes in an organization if it isn't everyone who's been there for 20, 30 years.
The city councils in Eureka, Arcata, Ferndale, Fortuna, Rio Del, Blue Lake, and Trinidad will all look a bit different today following the results of yesterday's election. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.